Okay, so Rebbe Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parakah of Maseches Bechoros, and we're up to parak tes, Mishnah Hey. Shalosh Kronos Maaser Behema. There are three separate dates that you look at for Maaser Behema, and when those dates arrive, any animals that haven't been part of the Maaser Behema procedure, you're not allowed to shecht. Beprosa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, Beprosa Tzaris, 15 days before Shavuos, and Beprosa Chag, 15 days before Sukkot, to Rebbe Akiva. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Be'ashem V'tisha Ba'adar, on the 29th day of Adar, meaning 15 days before Pesach, Be'echad B'Sivan, just 5 days before Shavuos, and Be'ashem V'tisha Ba'av, and 15 days before, Be'ashem V'tisha Ba'av, and on the 29th day of Av, which is way earlier, right, which is a month and a half before Sukkot. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, say, Be'echad B'Nisan, 14 days before Pesach, Be'echad B'Sivan, 5 days before Shavuos, Be'asim V'Tisha Be'elul, and 15 days before Sukkot. V'lama Amru Be'asim V'Tisha Be'elul, why did they say the 29th day of Elul? V'lama Amru Be'echad B'Tishrei, why not say on the first day of Tishrei, which would be 14 days, meaning like we do by Pesach, V'Peshu Yom Tov, because the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, V'yev Shal Aser B'Yom Tov, and you can't actually do Maaser Behema on Rosh Hashanah. So we push it up a day to the 29th day of Elul. The first day of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, meaning when we say all the animals that were born into your flock this year, how do we count the year? So it starts from Echad Be'elul. Benazi Omer, Ha'eluli and Mesasim Defnei Atzman, that any animals born during Elul are their own separate cheshbin for Maaser Behema, and they go into their own pen for their own Maaser Behema Hafrasha. Mishnah Vav, Kalan Aladame Echad B'Tishrei V'Adashem V'Tisha Be'elul. Any baby born, any animal born from the first day of Tishrei until the 29th day of Elul, Hare'il Mitzarfim, they're all Mitzari for Maaser Behema. Chamisha Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Chamisha L'Achar Rosh Hashanah. If you had five animals that were born before Rosh Hashanah, before the first day of Tishrei, and five born after Rosh Hashanah, in Mitzarfim, they're not Mitzari for Maaser Behema. Chamisha Lefnei Agoren V'Chamisha L'Achar Agoren. If five were born before the Goren, one of the dates that we had a machlokas about in the previous Mishnah, and five after the Goren date, Harel Misarf, they could still be Misarf because they were all born this year. So what's this din of the Goren then if they could all be Misarf anyway? Now the din is Shachlo Igia Goren Mutar Limkar Velishchot. Before that Goren date, you're allowed to take these new baby animals and sell them and shech them and do whatever you want with them because they never became chayiv in Maaser Behema. Higia Hagoren Lo Yishchot V'Mshachet Pater. If the Goren came, you're not supposed to shech them until you have them participate in the Maaser Behema proceedings. But if you did violate that Avera and you shech to them, then you're a pater from any onesh and you're allowed to eat the animal because the Isser to shech an animal after the Goren is only an Isser mi de Rabbanon. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, in Mishnah Hey, we had said that there are three Gronos dates for Maaser Behema, and we had different opinions, Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, about what those dates exactly are. There is a Svara to say that prior to Pesach, it would be 14 days, but prior to Sukkot, it would be 15 days, because 14 days before Sukkot is Yontif, and you can't do Maaser Behema on Yontif. And then there was even a Shita in Tanaim that Ben Azai, that Elul animals count as their own separate cheshbon for Maaser Behema, whereas Rav Meir says this year's animals start on Echad Be'elul, but there's it seems that the major opinion is the majority opinion is that it's Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, and therefore Mishnah Vav said that any time an animal is born between Echad B'Tishrei, between Rosh Hashanah and the last day of that year, they are Mitzari for Maaser Behema. But if some animals were born this year and some last year, they're not Mitzari for Maaser Behema. And the din of Granos is not about Siruf. The din of Granos is about whether you're allowed to shecht it prior to having the animal participate in the Maaser Behema proceedings. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin.